This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi today. He will inaugurate around 1,700 newly constructed flats for the dwellers of JJ clusters and also hand over keys to eligible beneficiaries in Ashok Vihar in the national capital. The inauguration of newly constructed flats will mark the completion of the second successful in-situ slum rehabilitation project by the Delhi Development Authority. The project is aimed at providing the residents of the JJ clusters with a better and healthier living environment equipped with proper amenities and facilities. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone of three new projects in Delhi University worth over 600 crore rupees. He will lay the foundation stone of Veer Savarkar College at Roshanpura, Najafgarh. Talking to Akashvani News, Delhi University Vice Chancellor Professor Yogesh Singh said the Prime Minister will lay the foundation of an academic block in the Eastern Campus at Surajmal Vihar in East Delhi and an academic block in the Western Campus at Dwarka. Union Minister of Railways and Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw will be on a day-long visit to Assam today. Information and Broadcasting Ministry in a statement said that during his visit, the minister will participate in several events aimed at enhancing connectivity and promoting infrastructure development in the region. Mr. Vaishnaw will also flag off three trains from Guwahati Railway Station, namely Guwahati New Lakhimpur Jan Shatabdi Express, New Bogaigaon Guwahati Passenger Train, and Tinsukia Naharlagun Express. He will also dedicate the Tetelia Road over bridge at Dispur, Guwahati. Foreign Affairs Minister of Maldives, Abdullah Khalil, arrived in New Delhi last evening on his first official visit to India. He will hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today. Union Ministry of Communications has announced that in preparation for the Mahakumbh Mela, the Department of Telecommunications has made extensive arrangements to ensure seamless communication across the Mela area and key public spaces in Prayagraj. Telecom service providers have been instructed to deploy advanced technologies and optimize networks to accommodate the expected massive influx of attendees at the world's largest religious gathering. To support this effort, 126 kilometers of optical fiber have been laid throughout Prayagraj city, enhancing the telecom infrastructure backbone. Additionally, 328 new towers and masts have been installed, bolstering network coverage across the urban area. In the Mela area itself, 192 kilometers of optical fiber have been laid to provide high-speed, reliable network coverage. India's total greenhouse gas emissions, GHG, in 2020 has declined by 7.93% as compared to 2019. According to the fourth biennial update report submitted by INIDA to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, India has progressively continued decoupling economic growth from GHG emissions. Between 2005 and 2020, India's emission intensity of gross domestic product, GDP, reduced by 36%. According to the report, India's forest and tree cover has consistently increased and currently stands at 25.17% of the total geographical area of the country. During 2005 to 2021, additional carbon sink of 2.29 billion tons of CO2 equivalent has been created. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold day conditions in parts of Bihar today. IMD said that northeastern regions, Himachal Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh, are likely to experience dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours during the next 2 days. The weather office also predicted a gradual rise in the minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest India during next 5 days. IMD said there will be no significant change in minimum temperatures likely over central and east India in the coming 3 days. In Hockey India League, UP Rudras defeated Surma Hockey Club 3-0 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last evening, moving to the top of the table. And that is the end of this news bulletin.